From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal investigators are trying to determine if today's plane crash in Austin, Texas, was intentional. A single-engine plane slammed into a building that housed IRS offices, erupting into flames. NPR's Russell Lewis has more details on the pilot of that aircraft.
Multiple sources identify the pilot as Joseph Stack, a software engineer who used to live in California and moved to Austin. According to federal aviation records, Stack owned a four-seat Piper Cherokee plane. He also operated a website, embeddedart.com. That site had a long, rambling suicide note dated today and signed by a Joe Stack. In it, the writer complained about the IRS and frustrations with the federal tax agency. The author railed against the government for bailing out corporations and helping the rich at the expense of everyone else. The writer also said violence is the only answer and concluded by saying, "Mr. Big Brother IRS man, let's try something different. Take my pound of flesh and sleep well." The website now has a note saying it's been taken offline by a request from the FBI. Russell Lewis, NPR News.
Moes Bouchel of member station KUT is on the scene and says there are still questions about casualties.
There's one employee that is not accounted for, and they're trying to contact family members or that person directly. That person was supposed to be in at work today, and nobody knows where they are. So there's concern about that one missing person. There are two reported injuries, both burn injuries, and what we were told by emergency medical technicians that neither of those injuries were life-threatening, although one of them was in a pretty bad condition and had been brought down to San Antonio for further medical attention.
Moes Bouchel reporting. Vice President Joe Biden is pushing Congress to ratify the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. In a speech today at the National Defense University, Biden said the U.S. is committed to arms reduction and to preventing nuclear terrorism. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Biden's speech was designed to highlight the administration's overall nuclear security agenda. President Obama has endorsed the idea of a world without nuclear weapons, and the vice president picked up on that theme.
The spread of nuclear weapons is the greatest threat facing the country, and I would argue facing humanity. And that is why we're working both to stop their proliferation and eventually to eliminate them.
But Biden added that in the meantime, the U.S. will maintain its arsenal as a deterrent. The U.S. is one of several countries to have signed but not ratified the Test Ban Treaty. During the Cold War, the U.S. regularly tested nuclear weapons, but Biden argued that new technology and new funding should allow scientists to monitor the U.S. stockpile without actually testing. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 84. This is NPR News. Microsoft and Yahoo officially have the green light to team up against Google. The companies announced today they had cleared hurdles by the Justice Department and the European Commission to enter a 10-year web advertising partnership. According to the internet research firm Comscore, Google dominates Yahoo and Microsoft in the number of worldwide search requests it processes. American Lindsey Vonn is in medal territory again at the Vancouver Olympics. Vonn leads in the downhill portion of the super combined alpine skiing races. Vonn told reporters she continues to suffer pain from a shin injury. NPR's Howard Berkus reports from Whistler, British Columbia.
Lindsey Vonn attacked the downhill course again today. That's one day after becoming the first American woman to win a downhill gold medal. After the race, she told reporters her painful right shin continues to bother her.
Definitely the most painful it's been since I started skiing on it. But there's nothing really I can do. You know, I just have to try to do therapy and try to tough it out today. And then tomorrow will be a good day off. And hopefully then I'll be ready for the Super G.
The Super G is the other alpine speed event at the Olympics, and Vonn is the clear favorite. It's set to take place Saturday. Vonn has been treating her shin with everything from lidocaine to cheese curds, but as she left the downhill course this morning, she was limping, and she climbed a 4-foot fence to reach a snowy trail, perhaps because skiing out was less painful than walking. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
A congressional panel is calling on the president of Toyota to testify before lawmakers next week. New York Democrat Adolphus Towns, who chairs the House Oversight and Government Committee, wrote at Kia Toyota to, quote, clarify how the automaker is addressing growing crisis affecting millions of drivers. This is NPR.